My word is me. Illumination tells me that my word is me. And whatever my word is, that is who and what I am. I speak my word, and I know my word. I claim my word, and it is mine. Now, what is that word that I am? What is that word that is me? The word is, I like me. The word is, I like me. That's my word. My word is me. I like me. I like me. I like me. What a wonderful affirmation. This is an affirmation that we can never say too many times. We can never repeat too many times. And it's a story about the affirmation that we can never repeat too many times, because it is something that tells us where we stand. It tells us where we are on the scale of things in life. It tells us where our values are. It tells us what things are the most important things for us to pay attention to in our life. And really, it's quite amazing. It's quite amazing. When you look at your life and you look at your word, you say things and you don't mean them. You say things and you do mean them. And sometimes the things that you say and you don't mean come true, and sometimes the things that you say and you do mean do not come true. Now, why is it that some things come true and some things do not? Why is it we speak our word sometimes with great conviction and great authority, and nothing happens? And other times we just speak our word, just a tender, gentle word, and it brings about magic with it. It seems totally unreasonable that that be the case. When we put power of authority, power of emotion, power of conviction behind something, you'd think most certainly that would come true in our life. Well, the law, the principle, the attitudes that we have in life, that which guides our word and that which makes our word a real experience in our life, that is very sensitive and very, very, very finely tuned. It's very finely tuned because I know in my heart when I speak a word that I do not really have a conviction for. I may shout it out, I may say it with all my strength, with all my vibration, but the thing is, I have no conviction for it. I half believe it, I half believe it not. And because I have this attitude, because I have this attitude about my word, because I have this conviction that goes with my word, it does not bear any fruit. It does not bear its fruit. Don't do that. And we really mean we want people to do it. Come here. And we know that they will not come. I love you. And we say it with all the gentleness in our heart, and it goes right home. And the person we say it to immediately responds to it harmoniously, joyously, and perfectly. We have within us the barometer of all life, and how we use our words, and how we take our words and bring them forth as a manifestation, as a conviction, as a realization in our life. For our words already stand in the infinite cosmic consciousness of all. Our word stands already in whatever manner, whatever venue we choose to give it, however we think about it. And we may think of our word as something that is not very positive, and it is not. Or we may think of our word as just a matter of naturally, of course that's the way it's going to be. How else could we think about it? How else could we consider it? That's the way it's going to be. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Now, there comes the crux of the problem. Do you believe that is the way it is, or do you wish you felt that that was the way it is? It is a lovely day outside. Now, do you wish that, or do you know that? If you know that, regardless of the impending storm, it is a lovely day outside. Many people can experience lovely days outside while others experience storms. And you say, well, how can that be? How can that be when they're both in the same area? Well, it's just a matter of what is their conviction? How are they using the word? How are they using principle? Do they have that inner belief that it is so? Or do they have the inner belief that it is not so? Now, the principle acts on either one. And it doesn't say one is right and the other is wrong. It just says whatever it is that you have as your awareness of what is really so, what is the revelation? Because the stormy day is there and the good day are there. Either one. It doesn't make any difference to anybody or anything. That which is beautiful and that which is not beautiful, they're all there. It doesn't make any difference to anyone about how they're handled or what they are or where they go and what you do with them. It's all a matter that they are already there. The infinite abundance of the universe is already there for any of us. We read about how people make a lot of money in a very short time and how they become very wealthy in a short time, how they have done some magical creation, how they have brought something forth. And it's unbelievable. Well, it's not unbelievable to them. To them, they take their idea and flow with it. And everything that they believe about themselves just manifests because it's already done. Someone else might take that same idea and not believe that it's going to work, believe they have to work very hard to make it happen. They have to put a lot of effort in. They have to put a lot of fortitude in there. And then it still doesn't work. And they say, it's not fair. It's not fair. Well, the principle always works perfectly. And the principle always brings to us exactly what we put into it. When I say I like me, the principle says, good for you. When I say I like me and I really don't like me, I really don't like what I've done, I really don't like the experiences I've gone through, I really am not happy about it at all, then it's not done. It does not, you don't like yourself. Now, you say, well, do you mean this attitude will direct the law? The law will be responsive to that? And the answer is yes. Now, why is the answer yes? Because there is that which is done, and there is that which is not done, all in the principle. All exists. It exists in the idea that it is complete and it is not complete. You say, well, how can you have that dualism? Well, it's not a dualism. The act is not done or the act is done. My word is me or my word is not me. Do I stand behind whatever I say? Do I know whatever I say? Am I whatever I say? My word is me. If my word is me, and one minute I like me, and another minute I don't like me, when I don't like me, I do things contrary to my highest good. When I like me, I do things positive with my highest good. I am always harmonious with me. And my inner me is that which puts the principle into function, puts the principle into motion, brings the principle into my life as a real thing for me. So my word is me. And if I realize my word is me, and I act upon the fact that my word is me, I will find that everything in my life comes about exactly according to what my conviction is about myself. Who am I? My word is me. That's my illumination. I like me. And everything about me responds to that. I don't like me. And everything responds in that way. How I like myself makes all the difference in the world about who and what I am now and forever.